Love Three Times Over from Dean Martin. And Little More Love goes to Mrs. Sylvia Roberts, who's just moved to Surbiton Hill Park, Surbiton, Surrey. Comes from her friend Mrs. Valerie Brooks of 20 Valmead Close Fleet in Hampshire, who also sends birthday good wishes to her goddaughter Caroline, who was 6 last week. She wants anything by the trio Los Paraguayos.
Henry Mancini and the orchestra gliding down Moon River. And a very good morning to you, Mr. and Mrs. Basket of 23 Birch Road, Tadley in Hampshire. Lots of love comes on your silver wedding anniversary from Pam, Doreen, Rex, Michael and baby granddaughter Anita. Their request for you both is Billy J. Kramer and Little Children.
And if you're good, I'll give you candy and a quarter if you're quiet like you ought to be. And keep the secret with me. I wish they would go away, little children. Now why ain't you playing outside? I'm asking you, you can't fool me, 'cause I'm gonna know if you hide. And try to peep, I'm gonna treat you to a movie. Stop your giggling, children, do be nice. My little sugars and spice. You saw me kissing your sister. You saw me holding her hand. But if you snitch to your mother, your father won't understand. I wish they would take a nap, little children. Now why don't you go try. Go up the
children like you.
You can almost see the kids hiding behind the sofa, can't you? Thank you, Billy J. Kramer. Now, hello to you, Mrs. Jean Tolfrey of 24 Burwood Close, Hersham, Walton-on-Thames. Very glad to hear you enjoyed Jukebox Jury, and the tune you heard played by the Supremes on the programme was Where Did Our Love Go? Well, today your love is going to your sister-in-law, Mrs. Phyllis Mills, 6 Breedon Road, East Croydon, by courtesy of the Supremes. And Where Did Our Love Go? Oh, no idea at all. Hello and good morning to you, Mrs. Lily Jobson, 93 Westway, Throckley in Northumberland. Your sister, Mrs. Doris Bye of Gateshead, sends many good wishes to you and to your friends, Mrs. Kitty Taylor of Dunstan, Mrs. Sarah Ritchie, Mrs. Maeve Fitzpatrick, Mrs. Maura Telford, all of Wickham in County Durham. Here for you all is Dinah Shaw, turning back the clock with Yesterday's.
And love.
truth was mine. Joyous, free, and flaming life forsooth was mine. Glad am I.
Oh, she's terrific, isn't she? Dinah Shaw, absolutely wonderful song. Well, hope you're all gathered round the radio at the old post office, Tathwell in Lincolnshire, because here comes your record for your two great friends, Mrs. Webb of Chaplin Yard, Tathwell, and Mrs. Brown of Burley, Leeds. Ricky Nelson sings Mary Lou.
So hello, Mary Lou, goodbye, heart. I saw your lips, I heard your voice. Leave me, I just had no choice. Wild horses couldn't make me stay away. I thought about a moonlit night, arms around you good and tight. That's all I had to see for me to say. Hey, hey, hello, Mary Lou. Goodbye, heart, sweet Mary Lou. So hello, Mary Lou, goodbye, heart. So hello, Mary Lou, goodbye, heart. Yes, hello, Mary Lou, goodbye, heart.
Ricky Nelson serenading Mary Lou. Well, now, here's a very brief card, just signed Susan and Bob, and it asks for Marian Faithfull's version of As Tears Go By. For you, Mrs. Clark of Pinewood Road, Northampton. So, out with the hankies, and let's listen to Marian Faithfull.
See, but not for me.
faithful in a very tearful mood. Well, now, a Jimmy Shand record is next off the pile, and I'm playing it for a truly wonderful grandma who lives at 6 Mulgrave Road, West Hartlepool. Many congratulations, Gran, on your 80th birthday. And don't forget to blow all the candles out. And Jennifer, Howard, Kathleen, Keith, Pat, Stan, Kenneth, and Leslie all send their love and best wishes. If you're ready, Jimmy Shand, perhaps Grandma would care to dance the Bluebell Polka.
Half past nine. A Bank of England report says that a new rise in Britain's exports is essential if the expansion of the economy is to be sustained. Recent trade figures, it says, are a sharp reminder that Britain can't afford rises in costs and prices which weaken her position in export markets. The Turkish Cypriots besieged at Koki Nar have said they'd rather starve than accept Greek food. Mr. Khrushchev has said that Russia has developed a terrible new weapon capable of destroying the whole of humanity, but he said that Russia didn't want to use it. The America's Cup yachts will sail again today with the British challenger Sovereign one race down. In the first race, Sovereign was beaten by more than 5 minutes. After a survey in 60 big towns in Britain, the Road Research Laboratory says dipped headlights give no benefit on well-lit roads, though there may be some on dimly lit ones. And now the weather. A cloudy day with some showers is expected in most districts. Now back to Peter Lloyd.
Oh, thank you very much. I'm sorry to hear you're in hospital, Mrs. Betty Maguire, and thank you so much for your card asking me to play a request for all the nurses and patients of the Talbot Ward London Hospital. Also for your two great buddies, Joyce and Elsie, and for your sister, Mrs. Gladys Wright, 22 Beckham Road, Lowestoft, Suffolk. Mrs. Maguire's choice for you all is the theme from A Summer Place, played by Johnny Douglas and his orchestra. Oh, nearly had me nodding off. Very nice, too. The theme from A Summer Place, played by Johnny Douglas and his orchestra. Well, now, a touch of the Keep Fit campaign in the next request for you, Mrs. Betty Farrer, of 15 Moorside Gardens, Overdon, Halifax. You'd like a record for all the girls of the Forest Cottage Community Centre Keep Fit class, because you're sure it'll help them all to limber up for the new classes, which start very shortly. Well, come on then, Ronnie Hilton, show a leg, bend the knees, and invite the girls to look you over.
They look me over, lend me an ear. Fresh out of clover, mortgaged up to here. Don't pass the plate, folks, and don't pass the cup. I figure whenever you're down and out, the only way is up, and I'll be up like a rosebud high on the vine. Don't thumb your nose, but take a tip from mine. I'm a little bit short of the elbow room, so let me get me some. And look out, world, here I come. They look me over, lend me an ear. Fresh out of clover, mortgage up to here. Don't pass the plate, folks, don't pass the cup. I figure whenever you're down and out, the only way is up, and I'll be up like a rosebud high on the vine. Don't thumb your nose, but take a tip from mine. I'm a little bit short of the elbow room, so let me get me some, and look out, world, here I come. Nobody in the world was ever without a prayer. How can you win the world if nobody knows you're there? The crowd, the tickets are hard to sell. Still you can lead the crowd if you can get up and yell. Hey, look me over, lend me an ear. Break out a clover, mortgage up to here. I'm a little bit short of the elbow room, so let me get me some. And look out, world, hear me shout, world. And look out, world.
All right, girls, and thank you, Ronnie Hilton. And good morning to you, Mrs. Hirschman of 15 Ashdale House, Woodbury Down, London. Your sister Nina has sent me a card asking for your favourites, Billy Eckstein and Sarah Vaughan, singing Passing Strangers. And I do hope you'll enjoy it.
Passing strangers now, how can you hurry by?
There were never two who loved half as much as you and I. We seem like passing strangers now. Funny how things can change.
We so inseparable. Now you're acting very strange. The hands I used to touch don't even wave hello. How I miss your kiss. You'll never know. my name just once more. Strangers can be lovers again.
Billy Eckstein and Sarah Vaughan merely as passing strangers. Well, now, this next card states, I'm keeping my fingers crossed while I'm writing this, and I'm hoping you'll play a record for my mum, Mrs. Beerley of 11 Woodlands Road, Elland, Yorkshire. Of course I will, but I'm fascinated to know how you write a card with crossed fingers. Oh, well, never mind. Anybody hungry? I'm on a diet. Keith Hampshire and the boys from the musical Oliver. Well, now, down to the West Country, to that lovely Devonshire village of Budley Salterton, and to say hello to you, young Joanne Hughes, aged 8, of Charters, Sherbrooke Hill. So mother likes the Applejacks, does she, Joanne? Then she shall have the Applejacks.
tell me when you got a little time. Tell me when you're ready to be mine. I'll never fall in love again. So if you want my love, won't you tell me when? Won't you tell me when? Won't you tell me when? Won't you tell me when?
The Applejacks and Tell Me When. Many congratulations, love and best wishes to you, Mr. and Mrs. Walter Tomlinson of High Lane, Stockport, on this, your silver wedding anniversary, from your neighbours, all your friends and relatives, and they've asked me to play Walter, Walter by the one and only Gracie Fields.
Walter, Walter, lead me to the altar. I'll make a better man of you. Walter, Walter, buy the bricks and mortar, and we'll build a love nest for two. I've just been sorting out my trousseau. My bridal gown's as good as new. Walter, Walter, lead me to the altar and make all my nightmares come true. Walter, come on, boys.
Walter,
lead me to the altar. I don't cost much to keep in food. Walter,
Walter,
Mother says you ought to, so take me while she's in the mood. You know I'm very fond of chickens. We'll raise a lovely little brood. Walter, come on.
Walter,
lead me to the altar, and I'll show you where I'm tattooed. It's on the back of my neck.
Oh, dear Gracie Fields, she's still marvellous. Well, hello, Mrs. Wilson of 1B Longmeadow Road, Sidcup, Kent. I see you'd like me to play If I Ruled the World, sung by Harry Secombe, as today is Mum's birthday. I also see that I've got to say her name loud and clear, as she is at work, and rather noisy there. Oh, well, here goes. Happy birthday, Mrs. Dorothy Hudson of Langley, Buckinghamshire. Oh, I hope she heard me. And love and best wishes to you, Mr. and Mrs. Baldwin of Garibaldi Street, Plumstead, London, from Rose, Malcolm and Stephen on your silver wedding anniversary. Hope you have a very lovely day. And here's Genial Harry.
If I ruled the world, every day would be the first day of spring. Every heart would have a new song to sing. And we'd sing of the joy every morning would bring. If I ruled the world, every man would be as a bird. Every voice would be a voice to be heard. Take my word, we would treasure each day that occurred. My world would be a beautiful place where we would weave such wonderful face, like the man in the moon.
And thank you, Harry Seacombe. Are you there, Mrs. Puttergill of 17 Grantham Street, Rossington, Yorkshire? Hope you are, because your daughter, Mrs. Webster of 10 St. Celia's Road, Bellevue, Doncaster, wishes you a very happy birthday, and also she sends her best wishes to her sister, Mrs. Bilby of 2 Lower Dolcliffe Road, Mexborough, Yorkshire, whose birthday it is in 2 days' time. The music she has chosen for you both is The Sorcerer's Apprentice. Thank you. the last part of The Sorcerer's Apprentice, played by the Paris Conservatoire Orchestra, conducted by Constantine Silvestri. Well, ladies, that's a lot for today. I hope you have a very pleasant day, and I look forward to meeting you all at 9 o'clock tomorrow. Goodbye.
It's 5 to 10.
Good morning. Well, it was a morning not all that different from this morning. And Sarah, Abraham's wife, decided to have a little nag. Mind you, she had fairly good reason. Listen. Abraham, she said, I am not a complaining woman. I've not any cause to be, but frankly, I'm a bit scared. When you came home one night and told me that we were going to sell up and move because a voice had told you to, and I said, whose voice? And you said, the voice of God. And I said, which one? And you said, the only one. I didn't argue. You are not mad and not young, and we are not poor, and if you want to pull up your roots, it's my place to help, and I did. And I won't say you haven't done it well. We are like a small village traveling from place to place. You've thought of everything. But when are we going to arrive? We've been weeks and weeks on the road, hundreds of miles, passed through some lovely places too. Damascus was a dream. But every time I thought we were there, you said no. In two places you built great monuments because the voice spoke to you there. But we didn't settle. We went on. And, said Sarah, here we are, in Canaan, in the middle of a famine. Abraham looked at his handsome wife, still a beautiful woman, no longer young, but full of vigor and character. He felt a bit tired. Yes, he said, a famine and a great many mouths to feed. Yes. Well, we will go down through the Negev desert to Egypt. It will be hard, but we've no choice. There will be great heat and little water. We have, with rationing, sufficient food. There will be bandits, but I've armed all the men. In Egypt, there is no famine. He stopped, and Sarah waited. She knew he was not finished, and was puzzled by what she sensed was a slight embarrassment in Abraham. One more thing, he said. It is said that Pharaoh, king of Egypt, now past his youth, looks only to the north for the women of his house. He is not attracted to young girls, but to mature women. He has been known to kill a husband to get the wife, to destroy a family, to steal the mother. We are from the north, and you are beautiful, my Sarah. What can we do? Said Sarah. Well, it may be, said Abraham, that a spinster sister will attract the king less than another man's wife. We will say that you are my sister, and you will dress plainly and keep out of sight. It didn't work. They hadn't been in Egypt more than a week before Pharaoh had them over for dinner and told Abraham that his sister was to be given the honor of joining the harem right away as second favorite. Your sister will live like a queen, said Pharaoh, and you will be rich beyond your dreams. Cattle, servants, gold and silver, jewels, I pay well. He did, too, and got nothing for it. God looked after the whole thing. Sarah moved into the palace, and Abraham was paid off. Pharaoh gave a huge party to celebrate his latest wife, and in the middle of a rather cocky speech was stricken by a sort of paralysis. And so were all the other men of the court. And it went on. The women of the court nearly went mad with boredom. Pharaoh's soothsayers finally told him that they thought the trouble had some magical connection with the latest wife. Maybe, they said, the Lady Sarah is protected by a god, or is betrothed to a god, Well, maybe her brother Abraham is a magician in league with some god. They weren't far off. Get rid of her, they said, and her brother. Ask for nothing back. Tell them to go back up north where they came from. Poor Pharaoh. He gave the orders and began to feel a bit better. When Abraham and Sarah went to his sick room to say goodbye, he looked from one to the other. You don't look like brother and sister, he said. I think you're man and wife. Oh, well, he said, never mind. Whatever you are, your family god knows his business. He was right, as we shall see tomorrow.
Before the next program, attention all shipping. The Met Office issued the following gale warning to shipping at 0830 Greenwich Mean Time today. Plymouth, Lundy, gales increased to severe southwesterly gale force 9. Portland, White, southwesterly severe gale force 9 imminent. North Finisterre and West Seoul, gales veered to northwesterly gale force 8. And that's the gale warning.
On the show today, we have a sweet little girlie from Scotland, Lulu, and also Terry Lightfoot. And I want to take you right away across to the United States of America at this moment. The excitement is growing intense, folks, as the presidential elections are approaching. On one side, Johnson, on the other side, Goldwater. But there's the third candidate. Stands very little chance of success, but you may hear some of his teenage supporters shouting out the slogan, Ringo!
Budgie, oh, now if I could vote, I'd vote for Ringo, yeah, Ringo, for president, oh, Ringo, for president, R-I-N-G-O, oh, 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 we want Ringo, yeah, we want Ringo, oh, we want Ringo, Ringo for president. Our candidate makes us feel so great. Who wants to talk about war when you're out on the big dance floor? Oh, Bajingo, oh, Bajingo. Now if I could vote, I'd vote for Ringo. Yeah, Ringo for president. Oh, Ringo for president. Spell R-I-N. To reach the height, cause he doesn't step on night. Oh, by Jingo, by Jingo. Now if I could vote, folks, I'd vote for old Ringo. Yeah, Ringo for president. Oh, Ringo for president. R-I-N-G-O.
Well, I didn't mean sort of dead like that. Of course, on the record, that's my latest record, by the way, and the thing fades away on the record. Still, you can't do that in a radio program. What the heck are we going to do now? Where's Terry Lightfoot? Terry, can you play Dardanella for us now? Yeah, good. Thank you. Hey, that's great, Terry. I just read the name Dardanella off the script when I introduced it, but is that a new one? I've never heard that one before.
No, it's a very old number, actually, Rolf, which I first heard played by the Louis Armstrong Band when it visited here about 5 years ago. We liked the tune and the arrangement, so we recorded it.
Oh, that's great. Right now we've got a wee Glaswegian. A nice little thing called Lulu with bright red hair.
And green eyes.
Oh. Yeah, and green eyes, and she's going to sing Soulful Dress. Laurie Holloway quartet there, bemoaning the fact that they couldn't give us anything but their love. Oh, fellas. I'm reviving a record that I made more than a year ago. It's one I like very much called I Know a Man.
I know a man who's so rich, but he says he's gonna take it from me. I know a man who's so rich that he's got me scared as can be. I look for a hideout where we can hide away, but I'm so scared my hair is turned to grey. And I can't find no place that's gonna do. And he says he'll show all his money to you. I know a man who's so rich that he's coming here to take you from me. I know this man, he's someone who's gonna bring us all this misery. I'd like to shoot him dead and spend all his money on you. But if I do, and the law gets me too, what will your life be to you? You gotta tell this man, my heart lamb, to take all his money and scram. From me. I know this man, he's someone who's gonna bring us all this misery. I'd like to shoot him dead and spend all his money on you. But if I do, and the law gets me too, what will your life be to you? You've gotta tell this man, my honey lamb, to take all his money and scram. Take all his money and scram. Take all his money and scram.
There you go. And I know a man who's going to sing this time and startle everybody. Terry Lightfoot with Just a Gigolo.
Just a gigolo, no matter where I go, people know the game I'm playing. Pay for every dance, make up each romance, what they're saying. Soon there'll come a day, youth will dance away. What will they say about me? When the end comes, I know I'll be just a gigolo.